So we come into the streets of Fort Myer, Florida. We travel all over the country. We preach the gospel. Why? Jesus said, go into the world and invite them in. There's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb one day. But if you don't receive the invitation to repent and believe and follow Christ and come out of the world and the church systems, you have no invitation to this marriage supper of the Lamb. He purchased it for his peculiar people, a precious bride that loves him enough to obey him and keep his word. But his bride does not follow the world. His bride does not follow their flesh. His bride does not follow the culture. His bride does not follow modern pastors and priests and their false religious systems. The bride of Christ keeps and follows his word. The bride of Christ reads the scriptures. The bride of Christ hungers and thirsts for righteousness, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. How do you know you're a child of God, neighbor? You know you're a child of God when you hunger and thirst for righteousness and truth, and it begins to affect your life. You begin to live different. You begin to read the scriptures and be convicted by the Holy Word of God. You see clear that you're headed for destruction and wrath. You see clear that the churches are lying to you. You see clear that the culture is Satan's kingdom. And when you see these things, the Bible says, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Christ is going to return in flaming fire, and he's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1. Are you obeying the gospel through the word and your ways? His word and your ways. Unless you're obeying the gospel, unless you've cleansed yourself in the blood of the Lamb. How do you cleanse yourself in the blood of the Lamb? Just believing? No. Even the demons believe and tremble. The Bible says, if we walk in the light, that means you keep his word and his ways. That means you walk in his truth. If we walk in the light, then we have the hope of eternal life to come. But Americans are not walking in the light of Christ. They're walking in the culture. They're walking in the church systems. Examine yourself. If you live a worldly life, you're outside the kingdom of God. Examine yourself. If you love not the things of God more than the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. 1 John 2:15. Jesus said, everything my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Will you be uprooted on judgment day because you're living your own life? You're living outside of God's word and ways. You're walking through this world to titillate your flesh. You're walking through this world to please yourself. You're following the church and the culture. You're not following the word of God. You're following Satan's kingdom, the culture. You're not listening and obeying the word of God. Repent and you must come out of the world. Lose your life to find it. Seek him in spirit and truth. Turn or perish. Jesus' first ministry words were, repent lest you perish. Repentance is changing your mind and changing your ways. You're not changing your mind or your ways as you live after the pattern of the world. You're not changing your mind in ways as you feed your flesh. See, Satan is the angel of light. He comes with every false way to deceive you. Entertainment, food, frivolity, fun, flesh, churchianity, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. You have to turn from those ways. There's no lies. And there's no darkness in Jesus Christ, only spirit and truth. And Jesus said in John 4:24, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. unless you're worshiping God in spirit and truth, there's no hope for this culture, this world. Gospel good news, sir. Test yourself to the word of God. There's a narrow path. Don't walk on the broad road to destruction. Walk on the narrow path of eternal life. Lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ. Jesus said he came into the world not to condemn the world. That was the first time. His gospel has been in the world for 2,000 years. Have you received it? Are you walking in it? Or do you walk in the culture's ways? Do you walk in the ways of man-made religion? Do you walk in your flesh? He's coming back in judgment and fire. And the church systems aren't going to save you. Your own belief system isn't going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is a spiritual ark. Let's talk about that spiritual ark. Noah built a wooden ark per God's command. And Noah got in the ark. You must be in the spiritual ark of Jesus Christ. Born again by his shed blood through repentance and resurrection. As fruit of holiness and obedience. Walking in his ways, enduring till your death or until he comes. This is the fruit that you're of, Jesus Christ. America claims to be a godly nation. America is not a godly nation. America is a pagan nation ready for the wrath of God. America is nothing more than Sodom 2 with some false words, God bless America. But it's not going to be God bless America. It's going to be judgment to America. And unless you repent and come out of America, you will be part of that judgment. It's our job to go. It's our job to warn you. It's our job to tell you the truth. It's our job to call you to repentance, wake you up from your spiritual slumber, from denying Jesus Christ, denying his word, living for the culture, living for false traditions of men. The world has parties and food and alcohol and music. This is all Satan's design. But you have to repent. You have to seek the kingdom of God. And there's some great promises for those that seek the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. If you're not seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness, if you're just drifting through the world, neighbor, if you're just walking through the world and you're not caring about eternal truth, you're not living for it, you haven't denied yourself, you're not coming out of Satan's kingdom, you're actually a child of Satan, the Bible says. If you don't hear and yield to God's word, the Bible says you're a child of Satan. Go read John 8. I like to warn people of that. I used to be a child of Satan. I had to repent. I had to be born again by the Spirit of God. And when I was born again by the Spirit of God, holiness overtook my life, and God granted me grace and the ability to live for him. Not a Sunday church service for an hour. God does not want that. God wants you to surrender your entire life. What husband or wife wants a 1 or 2 hour a week partner? God wants your life to be consumed by his word and truth. Our God is a consuming fire. The book of Hebrews tells us that. Has your life been consumed by the word, the truth, the knowledge of God? Or is your life far outside of the truth of God? Is your life more like the culture? Test yourself, neighbor. Open the Holy Scriptures. Ponder your fate. Judgment day is coming. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, it talks about man choosing his own way. Men and women choosing their own way. And in Proverbs it says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your life, your way, outside of God's word will lead to death. You can't be a part-time believer. You can't be a Sunday believer. You can't be a kind of believer. You're either born again by the Spirit of God, living it in holiness and righteousness by His Spirit, or you're a false convert of the church systems telling you, oh, God loves you unconditionally. No, God loves no one unconditionally. God has always had conditions. The conditions are that you keep His word and His ways, believing on Christ, the one who made His way for you. That's the condition. But if you live in your pride and your vanity, if you live in your own delusion that you're going to make it to the kingdom of God no matter what, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Your hope is found in Jesus Christ. Your hope is in spirit and truth. Your hope is in the eternal word of God. Lest you turn from your false ways, there is no hope. As a body of believers, we're working our way through the book of Revelation. We just finished chapter 1. We're going to get to the place where it talks about the angels given the key to the pit. What's a key? A key is the authority to act. You have a key to your car, you can drive it away. If you have a key to your house, you can open the door. A key gives you authority. Jesus holds the keys to life and death and wrath and judgment and peace and forgiveness. He said in Matthew, all power and authority has been given to me by the Father, and that He sends His angels and His workers to go forth and tell the truth, to warn our neighbors about the wrath that's coming. It's loving to warn you about the wrath that's coming. Jesus is not a baby in a manger. He alone holds the keys to eternal life, neighbor. In Revelation, it talks about chapter 22. Whoever adds to this word will get the plagues added. Whoever takes away from the word, God will take away His name out of the book of life, the Lamb's book of life. You see, God controls this. You don't. And it's not a guarantee. How do you get your name in the Lamb's book of life? Repent to Christ by the gospel, but you have to keep your name there by how you live following Him. If you live in willful sin, you are not following the one that can save you. Worldliness is willful sin. Food and drink and gluttony and entertainment like we see in the culture in America. Of course, food and drink is not unbiblical. But food and drink to the point of gluttony, entertainment, drunkenness, idleness, it's all a waste. Unless you repent and come out of the culture and come out of the church systems that are all false and corrupt, you have no hope of eternal life. You got to repent and turn, ye forsake your sin, and you can have the hope of eternal life to come. Satan has Americans believing that they can make their own way, like as if God's salvation is 31 flavors. Nope, there's one path, one way. Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Do you know that narrow path? Don't be deceived. Sir, do you know the gospel?
Yes, I do.
Can you explain it to me?
Pentecostals
is a man-made religion. Do you know Jesus, the biblical Savior? Tongue-talking and all that foolishness, the way it's done today, is not of God, sir. If you loved God's people, you would explain the gospel. People that love the gospel love to talk about the gospel. But if you're lost, if you're deceived, you're in man-made religion, you don't even know the gospel. The Bible says you should love your neighbor as yourself. So many Christians claim they know the gospel. They don't even love their neighbor enough to talk about Jesus Christ and the biblical gospel. How shameful and wicked before a holy God. Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection for the newness of life. We repeat it over and over. Why? because America's being deceived by false religion. America's swept away in their selfism. Many people in America, let's talk about this, claim to be born again by the Spirit of God. Many people claim to be born again by the Spirit of God. Sister. Many people claim to be born again by the Spirit of God, but they're not, because they have not the fruit. I'm looking at a tree. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Test yourself, ma'am, to the biblical gospel. You're headed to this broad road of destruction. You're on it, lest you repent and seek the kingdom of God. We go forth in the world to lift up Jesus Christ, the only name under heaven by which men can be saved. Acts 4:12. If you're on the road to salvation, you will know this name, love this name, cling to this name, follow and serve this name, not man-made religion. Not your own false ways. You'll cling to it in spirit and in truth. Jesus made a narrow way. He said, go into the world and lift up your voice and preach the gospel. He said, call people to repentance. Love you, sir. Be safe out there today. Love you. He said, preach to your neighbor and tell them the truth. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap, neighbor. Are you sowing to the flesh today? Are you sowing to the spirit and truth what leads you out of the world? If you're walking in the world, the wrath of God is coming for you. We don't want you following the world. We want you coming out of the world and seeking him in spirit and truth. We want you clinging to the only way of salvation. Test yourself, sir. No, man, I got plenty. I got plenty. Thank you so much, but I got plenty. No, I'm sure, man, I got plenty. You need it. Do something good with it, though. Buy some food or buy something needy. Don't waste it on cigarettes or alcohol. All that's going to damn your soul. Email me. I'd love to talk to you sometime.
Sin don't take you to hell. It's not having a committed heart to Jesus.
Say it again.
Sin does not take you to hell.
Oh, yes, it does, sir.
No.
Oh, yeah. The Bible says in Romans 10:26. Wait, I'm going to preach to you. In Hebrews 10:26, says there's no sacrifice for willful sin, sir. You got to repent and flee your sin.
That's right. You have to repent, but not having a committed heart to Jesus.
A committed heart means you're born again, which means you don't want sin. You don't want sin.
Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the whole world.
If you follow and obey him. Hebrews 5:9. He came to make the eternal way of salvation for those who obey him.
There is no
You have a false gospel, sir. I got a lot of articles on that on my website.
There is no condemnation for them that are in Christ.
Who live according to the Spirit, not the flesh. No, the Spirit does not lead you to sin, sir. You need to repent. The Spirit calls you out of sin. Anyone who lives in sin, like the church systems, the pastors, the priests, the American culture, if you live in sin, you have no hope of eternal life, neighbor. You got to flee all unrighteousness. That man riding a bike, he wanted to give me $10. I don't want his money. Then he told me, as long as you have a committed heart to Jesus, you can sin. What Bible verse tells you that, sir? You can't live a sinful life and claim to be of a holy Savior. Oh, right. Making money.
We know exactly what
you're doing. Yeah, right. Making money. You must be kidding. You're a liar. Liars will not inherit the kingdom of God. The money's being made at the seafood festival. We preach for free, ma'am. We preach for free. We support ourselves. I just turn down money. I don't want no one's money. You're a liar, ma'am. You need to repent. You need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. So there you go. One of their event workers telling us that we're making money off of them. You can't be serious. We turn down money all the time. This is how Satan's workers lie. They deceive people. And if people listen to the lies, they will be deceived. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the deception will be so great in the last days that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. You know why the elect cannot be deceived? Because they listen to the word in spirit and truth, and they walk according to his ways, and it's impossible to be deceived. You're not deceived. That man was deceived, trying to tell me that as long as you have Jesus in your heart, you can live in sin. Now, one Bible verse tells you that. He quoted Romans 8:1. Those who walk according to the Spirit are not under condemnation. But he didn't give you the verse that says, if you walk in the flesh, those who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. To live in sin is the flesh, neighbor. To live in willful sin is to follow Satan and this culture, not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So it would be good to ponder your life, neighbors. It would be good to consider what you're living for. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly life, young folks. Jesus died to call you out of this world. Lest you come out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Turn and forsake your sin. Jesus is coming to judge America and the church systems. Jesus is going to judge every false way and the lies. I think as I close this audio, I think, Sister Amin, we should rejoice because we just got lied about for Christ's name's sake. Amen. One of the wicked worker ladies said, we're making money off them. Don't listen to them. Jesus said, rejoice when they lie and persecute against you for my name's sake. We're going to rejoice today. We're standing with gospel signs. We're preaching the biblical gospel. We're warning our neighbors about wrath that's coming and lifting up Jesus Christ, the Savior. You have no hope outside of his truth. Revelation 22, 14 and 15. Whoever loveth and practice a lie is going to be judged and set outside the kingdom. Repent and forsake your worldly lives, neighbor. Forsake your churchianity. Forsake your pride and vanity. And follow Christ in spirit and truth. He's a glorious Savior, full of love, grace, mercy, hope. He's also full of judgment, wrath, anger, and fire. The goodness and severity of God, Romans 11. Don't miss it this day.